The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for January is The Narrow Path with Steve Gregg. Heard weekdays in the 2 p.m. hour exclusively on KCIS. The Narrow Path is a live question and answer program where listeners interact with Steve with various Bible and theological questions. Steve has many resources as well at his website, thenarrowpath.com. Recently, Steve was talking to a listener about the subject of the Holy Spirit and how classic Christianity differs from the Jehovah's Witnesses on this subject.
And I think I'm agreeing with the Jehovah's Witness that the Spirit might be the Spirit of God, so I want to replace it with something else. And by doing that, do you think I am risking my salvation? And I take your answer off the air if you have my question.
Well, don't go away yet. Okay. Did you say you're replacing the Spirit of God in the Trinity with something else?
Yes, something else, maybe like the Word, whatever. I'll call you when I figure it out. But right now I'm thinking of dropping the Holy Spirit because it might be like the Jehovah's Witness says, it might be the Spirit of God.
Well, but even if it is the Spirit of God, indeed. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ. But, I mean, the Bible says that the Spirit of Christ spoke through the prophets. So, I mean, he's not just an active force. Only minds speak. Only thinking characters speak and express thought. And therefore, the Spirit of Christ, this is in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 12, it talks about how the Spirit of Christ spoke through the prophets in the Old Testament. And, Stephen... No, I guess it was Paul in the end of Acts 28. I think he said, well, did the Holy Spirit speak of you people? So the Holy Spirit speaks, and only a conscious agent speaks. So to make the Holy Spirit out to be God's active force and not a conscious being or person would seem to not adequately account for the data of Scripture. So I just wanted to make that point, but I don't think your salvation is necessarily in danger by having an inadequate understanding of the Trinity. I would suggest probably everybody has an inadequate understanding of the Trinity. I think the Trinity is above our pay grade pretty much. I mean, we can get some information from the Scripture, but the Scripture never explains the Trinity anywhere. And what is never explained, we can hardly be faulted if we can't fully understand. If salvation depends on fully understanding the Trinity, then I think God has been unfair in never explaining it to us. But I believe the Trinity doctrine is true, and I believe that up to a point it can be explained, but not very far. I think we develop an understanding of the Trinity from trying to harmonize everything the Scripture says, including the things I pointed out to you a moment ago, that the Holy Spirit, first of all, is called God. In Acts chapter 5, where Peter said to Ananias and Sapphira, why did you lie to the Holy Spirit? You lied to God, not to man. And then, of course, there's many things in the Bible that indicate the Holy Spirit has a mind, speaks, even has emotions, can be grieved. So I would just say, don't give up on the idea that the Holy Spirit is a conscious being, and the Jehovah's Witnesses certainly are not giving adequate attention, I think, to the data of Scripture on the subject.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for January is The Narrow Path with Steve Gregg. Hear it weekday afternoons in the 2 o'clock hour here on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.